Thank you, Mr. Chair, Rapporteur. We align ourselves with the EU statement. First of all, we would like to congratulate you on your appointment and thank you for convening the 10th session of this open-ended intergovernmental working group. As the High Commissioner said in his opening statement, let's remember why this intergovernmental process was set into motion 10 years ago, namely to avoid human rights tragedies such as the Rana Plaza collapse and to ensure that victims of human rights abuses have access to justice and remedy. In recent years, we have seen increasing acknowledgement by government, civil society, and as well as businesses, that voluntary regulation in this space is not sufficient, and a smart mix of measures, including legislation, is needed. This growing awareness has led to notable progress in the establishment of binding standards for business and human rights. In particular, we would like to refer to the recent adoption of the EU's Corporate Sustainable Due Diligence Directive. According to this instrument, companies need to exercise due diligence to identify, prevent, mitigate, and remedy adverse impacts on human rights, as well as adverse environmental impacts. The Dutch government already opened a public consultation process for a new draft law to nationally implement the CSDDD last month, and we have invited all stakeholders to contribute their views. At the same time, we remain committed to the implementation of the UNGPs on business and human rights, as well as the OECD guidelines for multinational enterprises. In this regard, it is essential that the future legally binding instrument is aligned with existing international human rights law, as well as existing international instruments in the area of business and human rights, such as the UNGPs. We need to find synergies and complementarity and learn from other relevant processes so that 1 + 1 = 3. Furthermore, it will be key that an international legally binding instrument is legally precise, realistically implementable, and broadly supported. This is and remains a prerequisite for its future effectiveness. While progress has been made, we also realize that we are already in the 10th year of the LBI process. As such, we welcome the adoption by the Human Rights Council of the decision earlier this year and look forward to the organization of intersessional consultations with the support of selected legal experts in 2025 and the following years. In this process, it is important to consult inclusively with a broad range of stakeholders, including civil society, who have played a fundamental role in the LBI process so far. We believe that these focused sessions on specific articles or clusters of articles will accelerate the work of the Intergovernmental Working Group and look forward to engage constructively in them. Finally, we would like to wish you every success in your work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.